suppose I was contacted a number of days ago in relation to damage that has been caused by scrambler bikes or dirt bikes, as otherwise known, which were on the Sligo Way and seen out last Sunday morning, two of them. They've caused, I suppose, a considerable amount of damage to the project, and as we all know, it's one of our most important tourism projects in this county. It's a 75-kilometre trail that goes from Coolanney down to Leitrim. So it goes through a number of villages, Union in Killooney, from Ballysadare into Ballygawley, onto Ballintore, via Dalyta Isle of Inishree and into Drumahaire. And there's been quite a considerable amount of damage caused, in particular a bridge that has been damaged, and a number of the low-lying areas which wouldn't be used of, I suppose, the weight of these particular bikes on the trail. And that's leaving aside the safety concerns that a number of people have brought to my attention, in that they have been walking on it and these bikes come at them at high speed. So, number one, these bikes aren't licensed to use the Sligo Way. Number two, they're not insured to be on it. And number three, they're causing a huge amount of damage to the physical structure off the trail, and there's mountain safety concerns off this. So I have been in contact with management in Culture, Sligo County Council and the Gardaí on this. This isn't going to be accepted or tolerated, and anyone, I would urge any of your listeners, that anybody that sees these bikes leaving a vehicle and mounting the trail at any point, to take a photo of the registration of that vehicle, and either leave it with your public representative or Gardaí, or to Quilcha. And this is going to be dealt with.